You're listening to SBS News.
Global carbon emissions are set to rebound close to pre-pandemic levels in 2021. That's according to the 16th Global Carbon Budget Report from the Global Carbon Project. Data shows carbon emissions dropped by 5.4% in 2020, largely due to COVID-19 lockdowns, reducing the frequency of road and air travel. But they're projected to increase by 4.9% this year to 36.4 billion tonnes. Dr. Pep Cannadel is Executive Director of the Global Carbon Project and a Chief Research Scientist at the CSIRO Climate Science Centre.
The way we've seen the recovery is that it is very, very likely that next year we'll reach full pre-pandemics and probably higher than that. The reason being that we have that rest of the world, you know, which really accounts for, you know, for almost 50% of the emissions, which is well behind pre-pandemic. And those countries, they still are dominated by fossil fuels. So it means that they're just kind of still playing catch up, you know, behind Europe, US, you know, Australia, and all of us behind the really fast catch-up of China.
Carbon emissions this year from both India and China are projected to rise above 2019 levels by 4.4% and 5.5% respectively. Two other major polluters, the United States and the European Union, are expected to each record a drop in emissions compared to 2019 levels. Fossil fuel emissions from the rest of the world taken as a whole are also projected to remain below 2019 levels despite the rebound. The report's release comes as world leaders meet at COP26 in Glasgow to agree on a plan to address the climate crisis. World leaders pledged in 2015 to work towards limiting warming to 1.5 degrees above pre-industrial temperatures by the end of the century. But countries' current commitments to reduce emissions put the world on track for a 2.7-degree increase. Speaking at the opening of COP26, United Nations Secretary-General Antonio Guterres pleaded for major economic powers to act faster to reduce their greenhouse gas emissions.
Our planet is changing before our eyes, from the ocean depths to mountain tops, from melting glaciers to relentless extreme weather events. Sea level rise is double the rate it was 30 years ago. Oceans are hotter than ever and getting warmer faster. Parts of the Amazon rainforest now emit more carbon than they absorb. Recent climate action announcements might give the impression that we are on track to turn things around. This is an illusion.
Carbon budget is a term used to refer to the amount of greenhouse gases that can be emitted while keeping global warming below a specific temperature goal. The Global Carbon Project's researchers came up with an estimation of how much of a carbon budget remains to have a 50% chance of limiting warming to 1.5 and 2 degrees. Dr. Pep Cannadel explains.
At this point, we have about 420 billion tonnes of carbon dioxide that we still can emit before reaching 1.5 and about 1,200 before reaching 2 degrees, which at 2021 emission rates, it means that we have 11 years left or 32 years left.
Professor Frank Yotso is the director for the Centre for Climate Economics and Policy at the Australian National University. He says Australia has the means to achieve a more ambitious 2030 emission target by making a more concerted shift away from fossil fuels. It just lacks the political will.
We are now at 512 million tonnes CO2 equivalent, about 18% down on 2005. 26% is well within reach. It's easily achieved, as is, of course, the 35% ambition, if you want to call it that, the federal government puts forward. And, you know, if we put our shoulder to the wheel policy-wise and harvest all of these unused opportunities, then 50% reduction by 2030 certainly is within reach.
Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.